Hey, Ticketheads. Wes Lundy here, owner and operator of Double Diamond Outfitters, Texas premier outfitting service. I'm currently booking South Texas Trophy Whitetail Hunts, as well as exotic hunts for axis and fallow deer, red stag, and many others. Check out my website at www.huntdoublediamond.com to find out about my West Texas Trophy Audad and Pronghorn Antelope Hunts. Fall whitetail hunts are going fast, so call me, Wes, at 210-602-3118, or visit huntdoublediamond.com and let me take you on a hunt of a lifetime.
Need to buy a trailer? Well, Big Tex Trailers has you covered. From our four-wheeler trailers to heavy-duty equipment trailers, we have a trailer for every occasion and to fit every need. Stop by one of our three South Texas locations. Call Affordable Trailers on Northwest Loop 410 in North San Antonio at 210-699-6000 or Affordable Trailers on Highway 87 East in South San Antonio at 210-648-2700. Then there's our new Big Tex Trailer location on I-35 in Buda. Call 512-295-4292 or visit us at www.bigtextrailerworld.com. Big Tex Trailers, tough as a Texas Longhorn.
Whiskey River, take my mind. Don't let memory talk to me. Whiskey River, don't run dry. I'm all I got, take care of me.
All right. Good morning, Texas. Some classic Willie getting things going for us on this fine Texas morning. I'm Cable Smith, and this is the Lone Star Outdoor Show, loved or hated, but never duplicated. It's my promise to you that you're tuned in to the most entertaining, educational, and conservation-minded outdoor programming on the airwaves, and this morning will be no exception. Off the top, we check in with a very special outdoorsman hailing from El Campo, Texas. It's the owner and editor of D-Hunt magazine, Chad Wallagura. Chad has traveled the globe in pursuit of all types of wild game, and he's done it while confined to a wheelchair as a C7 quadriplegic. Needless to say, Chad is an inspiration not only to outdoorsmen and women out there, but everyone who's ever realized their dreams but maybe not had the courage or ability to just reach out there and grab them. So I'm thrilled to have Chad join the show. Then we'll check in with the Texas ASA Federation State Director, Mike Smith. Mike and his wife, Stacy, run a heck of an organization specifically designed to promote bow hunting through an impressive statewide tournament trail of 3D shooting events. And as a bow hunter, but also as someone who is relatively new to the sport, I'm excited to have Mike join the show and elaborate on this really great opportunity for Texas archers and bow hunters alike. We'll then round out the show by diving into a very sensitive topic among our state's upland game bird hunters. You know, I was about to flip through the latest edition of Lone Star Outdoor News, as I do every 2 weeks. But right there on the front page was a wonderful article by Associate Editor Connor Harrison. It brought to light the fact that us upland hunters really have no idea where our money is going once we purchase our hunting licenses from Texas Parks and Wildlife. How much money goes towards upland conservation? Why is it so difficult for Texas Parks and Wildlife to track funds meant for our upland species? Well, Connor has the answers, and we'll get into where your and my dollars are going coming up here at the bottom of the hour. Real quick here, a couple of other things. Don't forget that the Texas Dog Hunters Association 2011 Hunt for the Hungry is right around the corner. This is the TDHA's annual event to help feed our state's less fortunate. And the best part about it, hundreds of feral hogs are killed in the process. Last year alone, the Hunt for the Hungry collected 29,176 pounds of pork, and we hope to improve on that number this year. The 2011 Hunt for the Hungry is slated for March 4th through the 6th, and it takes place around Hallettsville, Texas. So be sure to get your team together and get registered, y'all. It's for a great cause, and you can check out tdha.org for more info on how to get registered for the 2011 Hunt for the Hungry. Also, don't forget that our February Photo of the Month contest is in full swing. I want you to send me your best outdoor photos from this month. The February winner will not only have their photo framed by Texican Custom Rustic Frames, but also they'll win a free concealed handgun license course, compliments of TFTA concealed handgun training. I've taken my CHL course, y'all, and it isn't cheap. So this is a great prize. Go ahead and send your best outdoor photos to cablewaco@yahoo.com for your chance to win that CHL course. Of course, you'll also be entered into our 2011 grand prize contest as well, which I already know includes a 30-foot in diameter deer food plot fence. Compliments of my good buddy Don Gresham over at Going Fencing. So already a fabulous prize package coming together for 2011. Just email me your photos. Real quick here, if you ever miss a show, just remember they're all saved in their entirety as user-friendly podcasts right there on my homepage at LoneStarOutdoorsShow.com. Well, let's take a quick break here, and when we come back, we'll talk with a hunter who is truly an inspiration to all of us who enjoy the outdoor lifestyle. Coming up, it's D-Hunt Magazine editor Chad Wallagura. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show. Where we went wrong. Hey Texas bow hunters, did you know there's a ranch designed specifically for you? Located just outside of Dehannes in South Texas, Boaz Man's Quattro B Ranch allows you to test your skills with do-it-yourself bow hunts for trophy whitetail, black buck, awdad, fallow, axis deer, hogs, and others. And after a day in the field, relax in the state-of-the-art lodge equipped with a kitchen, shower, fireplaces, satellite, flat-screen TVs, pool table, barbecue pits, and more. Call 210-827-0681 or visit BoazManBowHunting.com to book your hunt today. That's BoazManBowHunting.com. Alrighty, landowners, are you sick and tired of having your pastures rooted up by those nasty feral hogs? Tired of losing calves and livestock to coyotes and bobcats? Then call on the pros at Nueces Helicopters. They specialize in predator control and cattle herding. Want an idea of how many deer are on your place? Nueces Helicopters also does game surveying and aerial photography. Call Avery Kibbe at 361-537-7703 or check them out at NuecesHelicopters.com. And let the pros help you. Visit NuecesHelicopters.com. Fishing Corpus Christi and the surrounding bays since the 1950s, Captain Pat Hunt is an authority on redfish. A Vietnam veteran who spent 27 years as a teacher and high school basketball coach, he has a passion for sharing a lifetime of knowledge with his customers. Captain Pat provides the bait and tackle and cleans and bags your catch. So make your next trip to the coast a memorable one with Pat Hunt's fishing guide service. He'll be on the water and on the bull red, so call 361-776-5332 or visit PatHuntFishing.com. That's Pat Hunt. Fishing.com. You might already know that Tom Benson Chevrolet is celebrating 55 years in the automotive business, but you probably don't know that they're also avid hunters and sportsmen. Owning and operating the award-winning Benson Farm and Ranch that has produced some of the most outstanding trophy bucks in South Texas. Come by Tom Benson Chevrolet and check out the great deals on certified pre-owned 2010 Silverado pickups, Suburbans, and Tahoes with low mileage and extended warranties. So stop by Tom Benson Chevrolet. They're over at 9400 San Pedro, just two blocks north of Loop 410, and tell them Cable Smith sent you. Diamond M Whitetails is Texas' premier whitetail deer breeding facility. Our bloodlines include the likes of Sudden Impact, Little Russ, and Chick Magnet, who scored over 360 as a two-year-old. Located southeast of Victoria in Inez, Diamond M Whitetails is also a trophy hunter's paradise, offering high fence or low fence hunts with state-of-the-art stands, protein feeders, and numerous food plots. Our guides will put you on the buck of your dreams. Visit DiamondMWhitetails.com to book your hunt today or call 713-408-0155. That's DiamondMWhitetails.com. Listen up, ticket heads. When you harvest that wall-worthy trophy, there's only one choice, Rustic Reminders Taxidermy. My friends Josh and Becky have over 19 years combined experience in taxidermy and reproduction mounts. Whether you take down a 200-class whitetail, an African rhino, or a trophy largemouth, Rustic Reminders does it all, producing top-quality mounts while maintaining focus on quick turnaround time. Located between San Antonio and New Braunfels, call Rustic Reminders at 210-317-7292 or visit www.gr8mounts.com. That's gr8mounts.com.
Good morning. This is Douglas Mason with the Texas Dog Hunters Association. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Standing on Main Street across Mr. Blues in my faded leather jacket, my weathered broken shoes. A chill north wind was blowing, but the spring was coming on. As I wanted to myself, just how long have I been gone? So I
tell you what, it's hard not to be feeling good again after that Arctic weather finally seems to be behind us. I'm Cable Smith, welcoming you back to this morning's presentation. Getting a little help there from our very own Robert Earl Keen. This segment of the show, proudly brought to you by the Lone Star Series, the official bass fishing series of the Lone Star Outdoors Show. The Lone Star Series gives away thousands in prize money each season and has two outstanding divisions. The Northern Division kicks off next weekend on Lake Texoma, while the Central Division picks it back up the last weekend of March on Lake LBJ. So y'all be sure to check out LoneStarSeries.com to register to fish the premier tournament trail in Texas. Well, moving right along, it is my pleasure to introduce my first guest. He's the owner and editor of Disabled Hunter Magazine and recently was named the recipient of the 2010 Pathfinder Award by Safari Club International. He hails from El Campo, Texas. It's my pleasure to welcome Chad Wallagura to the show.
Thanks, Cable. It's good to be here.
Chad, the pleasure is all mine. Now, we're going to get into your trip to Reno and this amazing award that you were given by SCI. But first, let's talk about the new magazine. Disabled Hunter Magazine is an online publication specifically designed for the challenged outdoorsman or woman. This is the first publication of its kind. So tell us a little bit about the new magazine.
Sure. Well, I can tell you how it kind of came about. It hit me all at once one day because I made a bunch of contacts across the country with disabled hunters like myself. And I started hearing some incredible stories from them. And I just decided one day, you know, I need to tell these stories somehow. So I decided to create an online magazine. Seemed to be the easiest way to go.
Awesome. Awesome. And there's actually over 60 million U.S. citizens who suffer from a disability. And of those, nearly 2 million with severe disabilities enjoy hunting and shooting sports. So let's backtrack here just for a second. Chad, how old are you?
I'm 41.
Okay, and now just reading over your bio here, you were actually paralyzed when you were 17 years old.
I was. That's a long time ago, it seems like, already.
Well, you're still a young guy, 41.
I feel young.
Well, I mean, that's the key, man, and you're doing what you love to do. But talk about that experience of, you know, how you were paralyzed at 17 years old.
Well, I was diving into a swimming pool, and it was real simple. I just hit the bottom and just right and broke my neck at C7 vertebrae and ruined my whole day. But the one thing I didn't want to quit doing that was being in the outdoors and hunting and fishing, because that's what I love to do. So I kept at it. I wasn't going to give it up.
Man, Chad, I mean, I don't even have anything to compare to a life-changing event of that magnitude. So what happens in that situation? Do you go through like an extended period of depression? I mean, you seem like a pretty optimistic guy, so I don't know. Maybe you bounced back fairly quickly.
Oh, no, it doesn't happen like that. I wouldn't say depression, but it takes at least a year to adjust. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of ups and downs, of course. I mean, there'd have to be. Mm-hmm. I see a lot of people, and I went through it for, it was about a year before you finally figure out, okay, this is permanent. Where are we going to go from here?
Mm-hmm.
And getting out and doing stuff is the key. And I was lucky. I had a good support system, and we started going out. And even though we didn't do very well out in the field, we started going out as soon as I got out of the hospital.
Heck yeah. And then I know you went on and got a college degree. And then I guess maybe after that initial transition period after your accident, you just kind of, you know, took the bull by the horns and said, this is my life and I'm making the most of it.
Well, I'll tell you what, one of the things you do when life starts to be a struggle is you figure out what's really important to you really fast. And you do that. It's something you do, is go after what you really want to do. I mean, that's one of the, I think everybody ought to live like that, but it's really important when you're struggling through life. You kind of see the light on that.
So true, man. More people do need to live like that.
That's right.
Once again, we are visiting with Chad Wallagura. He is the editor of the online publication Disabled Hunter Magazine. Well, Chad, you mentioned that you are a C7 quadriplegic, and, you know, for a lot of us, myself included, I don't really know what that means medically. Could you elaborate on that for us?
Sure. You have 7 cervical vertebrae in your neck, and starting with 1, which is the highest, which is, that's the one Chris Reeve broke, number 1, which is the worst. And I'm lucky to have number 7, because that's the furthest down you can have on your neck, and it gives you a lot more. Every one you go gives you less or more ability, uh-huh, as far as, you know, muscle movement. And when you're down close to 7, it means you have triceps. That's the most important thing you can have as a quad, anyway.
Okay.
Para is all in the T's. That's your broken backs.
Mm-hmm.
It goes C's and T's and then L's.
Okay, so then you do have control of your arms.
Yes, I have arms, but no hands. Okay. I can't use my hands.
Well, not having the use of your hands hasn't stopped you from wing shooting in South America and big game hunting in Africa. I mean, you've done it all. I do understand, however, that it took some real ingenuity on your part to come up with some devices that would allow you to fire your rifle and your shotgun.
Sure. Well, one of the first things you do when you get out and try hunting or fishing or whatever you want to do again is, when it doesn't work for you, you have to figure out how to do it. And one of the first things I had to create was find a way to pull the trigger. So when they sent me home from the rehab, they sent me home with a device called a Wanchick, which was, it's designed to hold a pen so you can write.
Mm-hmm.
I reworked that and bent it around and taped it up and fixed it to where it was a trigger pulling device where it would support the back of my trigger finger.
So much more important than writing.
Way more important to me, anyway. And then I just, you know, I went from there. I needed a chest support strap because I don't have any trunk muscles anymore, which means if I held my shotgun out in front of me, I'd fall on my face.
Huh.
So that was the easiest, kind of the easiest thing to do, is just have a chest support to keep me up in the chair when I shoot. And those are my main two inventions. I did design a transport chair. It's kind of a rickshaw made out of aluminum, and it's built for one person to be able to pull me long distance cross country.
Hmm.
I haven't gotten it tested in the field yet, but it's ready to go.
Oh, dude, that's awesome. I'll be looking forward to hearing how it goes once you get it out in the field and actually get to use it. Chad, something else that's really cool is that disabled hunters everywhere are using your engineering to help them in their outdoor adventures. And that, coupled with your advocacy for disabled hunters, led SCI, Safari Club International, to present you with the 2010 Pathfinder Award at their annual convention in Reno, Nevada. Talk a little bit about that experience, man. I mean, that is such a high honor.
Well, it was an amazing experience. I had no idea it was so prestigious. And Safari Club is one of the biggest and the best hunting groups out there, and the Pathfinder Award, basically what it is, it's given to accomplished disabled hunters who have also helped others get back in the field over a long period of time. And it's an honor to be named the Pathfinder Award winner, because there aren't too many awards out there for disabled hunters to begin with, and this is the biggest and the best. I was lucky. I wouldn't say lucky. I've been lucky over the years. I tell people I'm lucky all the time, just to have had the support I've had and been able to go and do as much as I wanted to.
Oh, it sure sounds like you're living the dream, my friend. Now, shifting gears here, though, have you actually talked to other disabled hunters who have implemented your engineering or your inventions to help them with their hunting and outdoor activities?
I have. There are a few friends of mine. I started a group duck hunt that we've done every year for the past 10 years here in Texas, which takes disabled hunters out during teal season. And several of my friends that I've gotten to go on that hunt with me, I've shown them my trigger pulling device because I've kind of perfected it by now. After a while, I went to an orthotics doctor and had him make one for me with my design.
Mm-hmm.
And I've sent some people to the same doctor now, and they've gotten the same shooting device. And I've sent that picture of that device to a lot of people over the net that have asked about it, and they want to know what it looks like and what I use to shoot with. And I'm kind of an information source now.
Oh, well, you are definitely that, man. I mean, especially now with the addition of the D-Hunt magazine website, and actually the address there is dhuntmag.com. I just pulled it up. You've got gear reviews, testimonies from other disabled hunters, great stories in the outdoors, all sorts of great information right there on the homepage.
Oh, there's some incredible stories on there, Cable. Some of those guys have gone on some hunts that I envy them going on.
Well, it really is a great website, man, and I do appreciate everything you're doing to ensure the survival of our passion. You know, yours and mine is outdoorsmen.
Thank you so much.
You bet. And, of course, congrats again on being named the 2010 SCI Pathfinder Award winner. That is too cool.
Well, it's a tremendous award. I got to thank Safari Club for creating an award in such an obscure field that we call disabled hunting.
Chad, you really are a testament to everyone out there. Don't ever let anyone tell you you can't do something, because you're living proof that you can.
I think you said it all when you said there's no reason that you can't get out and can't keep going, even though you have a disability or whatever happens to you. There's always a way to get out there and get it done.
Right on, brother. Hey, Chad, I can't tell you how much I appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Cable. It was great to be here.
Y'all be sure to check out the website, dhuntmag.com. Chad, we'll talk to you soon, man.
You got it.
There he goes. Chad Walagura, editor of Disabled Hunter magazine, and truly an inspiration to all of us. We do have to take a quick break. When we come back, let's get into a little archery talk with Texas ASA State Director Mike Smith. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna cross that river. I'm gonna kiss tomorrow now.
Hey y'all, with deer season having come and gone, it's time to start thinking about spring turkey, and there's no place better to bag a big gobbler than McPherson 4M Ranch. We roost hundreds of turkeys in our dry riverbeds lined with tall oak trees. Hunts are $700 and includes your gobbler, lodging, meals, and guide service. Hunters also enjoy our nightly bonfires and five-star amenities. Visit McPherson4MRanch.com or call 210-822-2915. Also offering exotic hunts for axis deer, black buck, and antelope, go to McPherson4MRanch.com today. Howdy, South Texas. Cable Smith here to tell you about Pruski's Meat Market and Wild Game Processing. USDA inspected and approved, Pruski's offers choice and certified Angus beef steaks, custom cut however you want. Pruski's also has fresh MSG and nitrate-free sausage, custom smoked hams, ham, bacon, and bacon. Visit www.pruskiesmarket.com or call 210-649-2151. Pruski's Market, from our smokehouse to your house, the quality you remember with the service you deserve.
Cable Smith here to tell you about Star S Ranch. Frankly, it's the place to hunt trophy whitetails in Texas. I know because I've been there and seen their huge bruisers firsthand. Featuring top-notch accommodations with 150 to 220 class bucks harvested annually, Star S Ranch is a one-of-a-kind operation. Located in Mason County's beautiful southern Texas hill country, Star S Ranch also offers trophy exotic hunts. Visit www.star-s-ranch.com. That's star-s-ranch.com. To book your hunt today. Hey outdoorsmen, it's that time of year again. The wind is changing and the temps are rising, so let's put away the camo and guns and get the tackle box ready. We all know that you're familiar with Game Guard, the official camo of the Lone Star State. Well, they're at it again, and now they're making a real difference in the fishing apparel industry. Game Guard is bringing that same commitment to quality and technical apparel to those guys and gals on the water. Game Guard's vent back shirts are offered in 7 great colors and perform like no others. Game Guard is Texas-based, family-owned, and committed to their loyal customers. Fishermen have many choices when it comes to apparel, and Game Guard is dedicated to earning their business. So be sure to ask for Game Guard at your local hunting or fishing retailer, or go to www.gameguard.net. Game Guard, the official outdoor apparel of the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Hi, this is Nolan Ryan. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
And I keep seeing you in Houston, down at Matagorda Bay. Up on 6th Street in Austin, at the rodeo in Santa Fe. Might as well just lock me up in Huntsville, if your memory's here to stay.
Texas Kind of Way is the name of that Cody Johnson tune. I'm Cable Smith, welcoming you back to the presentation. Thanks for waking up early with me and letting me ride shotgun with you on this fine Texas morning. This segment of the show proudly brought to you by Strikeworks Tackle Company, Texas' premier tackle manufacturer. Check them out at strikeworks.com. By the way, save 10% off your entire order when you enter in the promo code LSOS for Lone Star Outdoor Show. Once again, support a Texas-based company, y'all, and go to strikeworks.com. Well, moving right along here, what do y'all say we talk a little archery this morning? And my next guest is a fellow member of the Green Screen. He and his wife Tracy are also the Texas Archery Shooters Association state directors. It's my pleasure to welcome Mike Smith to the show.
Thank you, Cable. It's nice to be here with you.
Oh, man, it's a pleasure to have you here with me. This morning, we're going to talk a little archery. And, you know, just because deer season's ended, that doesn't mean it's time to put your bows up. You head up the Texas ASA, which is a great, great organization and a great opportunity for every kind of bow hunter. So tell me a little bit about the history of the Texas ASA Federation and also kind of about your mission statement.
Okay. The Texas ASA Federation is a federation chapter of the ASA National Organization. And basically, the ASA has federation chapters in 30 states with over 7,000 members and close to 300 archery clubs.
Wow. And the ASA, for those who might not know, stands for the Archery Shooters Association.
Correct.
What about as far as what is your goal with the Texas chapter?
Well, what we want to do is, if you're a target archer, a bow hunter, or just interested in getting started on archery, we want to provide archery events, 3D events, to give you the opportunity, or give hunters and target shooters alike the opportunity to share experiences with new friends, learn about the latest and best equipment, practice and improve their archery skills, and just spend time together with great people.
Very cool. And I understand that y'all even have some nationally recognized shoots coming up in Paris at the beginning of April.
Right. There's actually two branches of Archery Shooters Association, which is known as ASA. There is the Pro-Am Tour Association, and at the Pro-Am level, we have 6 national-level events, plus the Classic, which is the end of the year championship event. And coming up April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd in Paris, Texas, we have the Delta Target Southwest Shootout Pro-Am. Mm-hmm. And the Pro-Ams are just a complete archery festival from Friday all the way through Sunday. It's just chock full of different events. It's everything from the regular 2 rounds of competition on Saturday and Sunday to known distance shoots to long distance shoots. It gives the whole family from age 6 to 70 a chance to go out and shoot their bows and compete and just have a load of fun all together with archers that share the same passion about bow hunting, about archery, and about target shooting.
So that's coming up here in April in Paris. You mentioned, you know, you have different skill classifications, and you range from, golly, you know, kids all the way up to, you know, 70. Now, not everyone is an accomplished bow hunter, though, and that's why you'll have the Pro-Am. And then also, you know, an average guy like myself could just enter into the basic competition or the basic 3D shoot, right?
Correct. The federation chapters, which, like I mentioned before, we have federation chapters in 30 states around the country. The federation chapters kind of act as a feeder to the Pro-Am events, but a lot of people never go past the federation or state level. A lot of people just enjoy going around to different archery clubs, seeing the different terrain around Texas, seeing the different meeting their friends and running into new friends around the state, and many of the shooters never progress past that. But some of the shooters really get involved and they move on to the Pro-Am competition. But when I mention that, the Pro-Ams are really no different than the local shoots. They're just produced on a bigger scale.
Mm-hmm.
Our local shoots will have around 200 shooters per shoot. The Pro-Am shoots will have 1,300 shooters from all over the nation.
Wow.
But with that being said, any person that shoots in any one of our local shoots could go to a Pro-Am shoot, enter into a class where they could find their comfort level, and compete against other shooters in that class from all over the nation.
Obviously, there's going to be an entry fee. Is there a payout structure? Or, I mean, how does all that go down?
Yes, at our state-level federation shoots, which we have 20 on the schedule here in Texas this year, our adult entry fee is $30. Youth classes, which are 13 through 17, they're $16. And then the little kiddos, the 6 through 12-year-old kids, the entry fee is $5. All of the adult classes, we have a cash payback. And some of our bigger classes, first place could pay as much as $300.
Wow.
For the youth and the Eagles, which are our kiddos, we give non-cash awards. We give plaques and medallions.
Right on. So definitely some incentive there. Now, you and I talked off the air earlier today about the importance of shooting 3D. You know, I actually put my bow up after the season ended, haven't touched it since, but I definitely want to get involved with 3D because I hear so many bow hunters talk about what a great tool 3D is to stay sharp for when the season rolls back around.
Exactly. We all love to shoot our bows. 99.9% of the people that shoot 3D are bow hunters, but a lot of bow hunters out there, when the season's over, they put their bow up and they really don't touch it again until maybe August, September of the upcoming season. If you shoot 3D archery, we move right out of bow hunting. We get our bows re-sighted in for our 3D competition, and we shoot all through the spring and summer. And it is great practice for hunting because you're shooting in hunting-like conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And you're shooting not only your normal 15 to 20 yard bow hunting shots, you're shooting all the way out to 30 yards is the max in some classes, 40 is the max in other classes, and 45 is the max in the most skill classes. So when you shoot in competition, which puts a little pressure on you, whether it be self-imposed pressure or whether it be real pressure when you're really competing for the championship,
uh-huh,
it really helps you when that hunting season comes around, because that 17-yard shot is going to seem like a chip shot to you after you've practiced all spring and summer shooting 3D tournaments.
You know, it's just like anything. Practice makes perfect, and if you set something aside for 9 months out of the year, well, you're going to be rusty heading back into end of September, beginning of October, you know.
One thing I'd also just like to mention about the Pro-Am Tour As far as our Delta Southwest shootouts in Paris, one of the things that's very beneficial for ASA is a lot of big cities are really not interested in hosting these pro-ams because in their scope, they're not that big of an event. But a city like Paris, Texas is very, very important for them because the 3 days that the pro-am comes into town, it has the ASA pro-am provides the host community and surrounding area with an economic impact of over $500,000. Oh. So it's very beneficial to the smaller communities, and that's what ASA specializes in, is the smaller communities who are in need of an event like this to help their local economy.
Oh, man, that is a very cool byproduct of an ASA shoot. Now, as far as getting the youth involved, what does ASA do to actively try to get a bow in as many of our youth's hands as possible? Because, you know, ultimately, we all know that's the future of our sport.
We focus on the growth of the sport of 3D archery and archery in general by supporting local clubs and making a commitment to youth education and training. The ASA has established itself as a leading force in the movement to bring the sport of archery to mainstream America. The ASA organization includes experienced archers and coaches that work year-round conducting well-organized and challenging local, state, and national tournaments that are enjoyed by professional and amateur shooters alike. The youth program and our youth classes are very, very important to us. We really try to emphasize to all the youth shooters that winning not necessarily is important, but just getting out and participating and learning the sport is what's important.
Well, I mean, and that's the truth, because honestly, less people are hunting today than ever before in our country's history. That's discouraging. So the key is to get a bow, rifle, shotgun. It doesn't really matter to me. Just get one of those in a kid's hand, get them into the outdoors, and the rest of it should take care of itself. So, to me, it's very cool that the ASA Federation is dedicated to getting our youth involved in the sport of archery. And I guess, Mike, that leads me to my next question. What is the most rewarding part about your involvement with the Texas ASA Federation?
Well, for Tracy and I, the most rewarding part is running events and putting on professionally run 3D shoots. We want all of the events to be consistent. We want the rules to be enforced, and we want the shooters to go away knowing that they had a good time and that they're eager to come back. And the most rewarding thing for Tracy and I is to have walked away after a 2-day shoot and all of our shooters are happy. They experienced a challenging course and they felt like that they got their money's worth when they drove, you know, a couple of hours to the event and just came away with a good feeling that they had a good 3D experience.
Right on. Mike, unfortunately, we are almost out of time, so the last thing I'm going to ask you is just to kind of describe the actual 3D shoot itself at an ASA event.
We feature 30 lifelike, three-dimensional animal targets made of foam.
Uh-huh.
The scoring rings are not visible from the shooting stake, and binoculars are allowed. An archer steps up to the stake, and he must determine the distance to the target, pick a good aiming point, and execute the shot. ASA was the first archery organization to implement a speed limit of 280 feet per second for safety and to establish a level playing field, because not all shooters have the same draw length.
Mm-hmm.
And the 280 speed limit levels the playing field there. Beginning in 2007, ASA started to incorporate known distance competition into some of the amateur classes. We have found that some people, you know, with the advent of rangefinders, they're not real comfortable judging yardage. So we have several known distance classes to give these shooters a comfort level and give them a place to compete also.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun, and I can't wait to find out for myself just how much fun it is. Y'all be sure to check out the website, TexasASAFederation.com. They've got a tournament schedule there, shooter of the year, competition updates, all that good stuff. Well, Mike, I appreciate everything you and your lovely wife, Tracy, do as our ASA state directors.
Well, Cable, we really appreciate you having us on your show, and we just want to encourage all the shooters that are interested in archery or bow hunting and 3D to come out and shoot with us this year.
Well, I personally am looking forward to it, and I can't wait to see you in Paris that first weekend of April. Everyone be sure to check out the website once again, TexasASAFederation.com.
Thank you for your cable.
Take care.
Okay.
Well, there he goes, Texas ASA State Director Mike Smith. We do have to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be joined by Lone Star Outdoor News Associate Editor Connor Harrison, and he'll try to explain to all of us upland hunters out there just exactly how our dollars are being spent on the conservation efforts regarding our prized upland species. All that coming up next. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the ranger is still talked about today. Texas red had not cleared leather for a bullet fairly ripped. And the ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
A place to shoot is South Texas's premier shooting facility. We have a complete rifle range featuring five different distances out to 300 yards. A pistol range with gravity-fed targets, skeet, trap, crazy quail, and country doubles. We offer everything for the shooting sportsman. New and used firearms, reloading supplies, scopes, and ammo. If we don't have it, we can usually get it within 2 days. Also offering CHL classes. Located just outside Loop 410 on Morrison Boulevard in South San Antonio. Call 210-628-1888. A place to shoot open 7 days a week. Call 210-628-1888.
Southern Deer Stands manufactures the only high-quality, lightweight, aluminum-insulated hunting blinds on the market, providing years of use without any maintenance. That's right, no more rotting, rusting, or repairing. Just hunting! Southern Deer Stands product lineup includes tower blinds with staircases, trailer blinds, and ground blinds on skids. We also have deer blind windows, doors, tower stands, and more. Whether you need one or 20 blinds, we'll deliver and set up right on your ranch or lease. Call Rob at 214-551-1530 or visit us at www.southerndeerstands.com.
You might already know that Tom Benson Chevrolet is celebrating 55 years in the automotive business, but you probably don't know that they're also avid hunters and sportsmen, owning and operating the award-winning Benson Farm and Ranch that has produced some of the most outstanding trophy bucks in South Texas. Come by Tom Benson Chevrolet and check out the great deals on certified pre-owned 2010 Silverado pickups, Suburbans, and Tahoes with low mileage and extended warranties. So stop by Tom Benson Chevrolet. They're over at 9400 San Pedro, just two blocks north of Loop 410, and tell them Cable Smith sent you.
Three days of rain, mud between my toes. The first day of sun, I cut me a cane pole. I'm going catfish fishing. I'm going catfish fishing.
It's about that time to go catfish fishing indeed. And if you guessed the name of that Guthrie Kinnard song was Catfish Fishing, then you are correct. Man, I love that tune. I'm Cable Smith, by the way, welcoming you back to the Lone Star Outdoors Show. If you are a vegetarian, you're probably in the wrong place. If you believe we need stricter gun control laws, you should definitely change the channel. And God forbid you are a PETA supporter, do yourself a favor and remove your head from your you-know-what. We are talking hunting and fishing and all that implies right here every Saturday morning. And right now, we're going to talk about our state's upland game birds and more specifically, how is Texas Parks and Wildlife spending our money on our upland habitat and conservation? And here to elaborate on this issue is Lone Star Outdoor News Associate Editor Connor Harrison. Connor, thanks for joining the show this morning.
I appreciate it. Glad to be here.
It is certainly my pleasure, Connor. I wanted to have you on the show this morning to discuss your latest piece, which appeared on the cover of the latest edition of Lone Star Outdoor News The piece is titled Money Hard to Track for Upland Birds. And as soon as I saw that title, boom, all my attention focused right there. As an upland hunter, I want to know how much money is being spent and on what. And you did some digging trying to find out those answers for all of us. So I guess, first of all, what sparked the idea behind this story?
Well, Cable, we were in our production meetings, and after we get done with one issue, of course, we all sit down, and me and myself and Bill Miller, our editor, and David Sams, our owner, and we're always kicking around ideas, and this actually morphed from us speaking to a group of pheasant hunters up in the Panhandle, and started asking some questions. Well, what is TPWD doing for pheasant restoration? And like a lot of articles, this one kind of rolled into well, let's look at game upland game birds. And so we started just unturning some rocks and seeing what was there, and that's kind of how it got going. Was well, this money's supposed to be going back into upland game bird conservation, and let's see if it really is. And it kind of just went from there.
Okay, so there's the background for the story. Now, in the article, you mentioned that there are between 50 and 60,000 upland hunters in Texas. Is that a number that Texas Parks and Wildlife came up with?
That's correct. Spoke to a gentleman named Dave Morrison, who's TPWD's small games program leader, and they don't have an exact number. But he estimates, due to their harvest surveys, that you're right, about between 50 and 60,000 hunters in Texas hunt upland game birds each year, and that includes quail, turkeys, and pheasants.
Okay, and all three of those species are non-migratory, so forget federal funding from the Migratory Bird Stamp, also known as the Federal Duck Stamp.
And absolutely, and that's what kind of what we want to know. Well, we know they don't actually sell the stamps anymore since they went to an electronic system, I believe, in the mid '90s sometime. And as we started to dig deeper, we realized that the Super Combo option, when hunters buy their license, and I believe it's around $60 or whatever it is now, that kind of lumps everything into one license, and it's a one-stop shop, which makes it very convenient for hunters, but also kind of muddies the waters as far as where exactly all of this money is going towards. And that's what Dave Morrison kind of confirmed is it does. It muddies the waters, and so they're certainly spending some money on upland game bird conservation. But is 100% of the proceeds from the actual upland game bird hunters going towards upland game bird conservation? Tough to say. In my estimation, probably not 100%.
Okay, so maybe us as upland hunters are getting shortchanged a little bit here. Were they able to give you a dollar amount, I mean a figure, that tells us exactly how big a piece of the pie we're actually getting?
Sure. The figures I got, anywhere from, 2.5 to 5 million in that range. And a lot of that money is going for hunter surveys, monitors, funding for wildlife management areas where these species can be hunted, public hunting opportunities, habitat assessment, regional habitat projects, and solicitation requests from people. And they're actually trying to develop habitat action teams at the moment. And these are teams of people that go out and work with private landowners and advise them on how to improve their game bird habitat. Spoke to a gentleman by the name of Jim Willis, and Jim is the gentleman involved with the Wildlife Habitat Federation, and that's a nonprofit conservation group. They're based out of Houston and dedicated to reestablishing upland game bird habitat across the state. And Mr. Willis was very complimentary of TPWD and said this current administration is doing a very good job of kind of doling out money for this and working with private landowners. As upland game bird habitat restoration, a lot of times it's one step forward and two steps back.
Right.
It's oftentimes not as successful. You can't tout it in the short term like you can some other game species. And mm-hmm. so, you know, he says PPWD is kind of in it for the long term, and that's certainly good to see, and kind of a shift from some of the past regimes that have been up there. But certainly, it is hard to track exactly how much money upland game bird hunters specifically are spending and where exactly all of that money is going.
Okay, and you said something very interesting there, Connor, that probably gets a lot of quail hunters hot under the collar, and that is some of our state funding that comes directly out of our licenses towards upland bird conservation, habitat management. Well, some of that money's going to private landowners, and that's not going to benefit any Texas quail hunter, because we all know that Texas is over 95% privately owned.
Certainly not public opportunities, no. I moved here from Montana, and it was certainly a shock when I got here 5 or 6 years ago, going from just loads of public land up there where you can just park on the side of the road, and within about 5 minutes, you're hunting. And here in Texas, it certainly isn't like that. But yes, they are giving grants to these habitat action teams who are going out and working with the private landowners. And like Mr. Willis was saying, habitat fragmentation is probably, especially with quail, is a huge issue right now. And they are working to develop corridors. And one specifically he is working on right now is a 7-mile wildlife corridor around the Atwater prairie chicken habitat down near Houston, in that area. And working with private landowners and trying to get continuous blocks of habitat, and he said when you restore habitat for quail, it certainly helps other species as well, pheasants, rabbits, other small game, and things like that. Sure, as far as public opportunities, this is a difficult state to find a lot of public land in. Relatively speaking, compared to a state like Montana.
Mm-hmm. Well, the bottom line is some habitat, whether it's on private land or not, is always going to be better than no habitat.
Certainly.
I mean, I'll tell you up front, I don't have a problem with some of the public funding going towards private habitat, but I do know how Texas quail hunters are, and they want to know where the dollars are being spent, because they've been burned in the past by organizations that didn't have their best interest at heart, so I think it's totally understandable.
Absolutely it is. And for a different article a couple of months ago, I interviewed several of the board of directors on Quail Coalition. And as you probably know, and the listeners probably know, Quail Coalition used to be the Texas chapters of Quail Unlimited.
Mm-hmm.
They broke away about a little over a year ago. And I think there's 14 or 15 chapters of Quail Coalition across the state. And one of the main thrusts of their initiative for this coming year is to dig into the surplus of funds that they believe have been generated from the upland game bird stamp. And it totals, the number that we keep hearing is $14 million. And Dave Morrison at PPWD did say, yes, there is a surplus fund. There's some confusion over it, if it's controlled 100% by PPWD or by the legislature, but it's going to be a main thrust of some of these quail groups is to try to get that money released back into conservation.
Whew, you can do a lot with $14 million.
Absolutely. That's a pretty good chunk of the pie right there.
No doubt about it, man. And I think you did a great job with this piece, bringing to the forefront something that's very important, but maybe often overlooked by upland hunters. First of all, are we getting enough dollars put back into our upland species? And secondly, where are those dollars being spent? You know, just because the state is over 95% privately owned doesn't mean that those monies should be spent elsewhere. I mean, I love pheasant hunting. I love quail hunting. I love turkey hunting. And to see that money spent somewhere else would just be absolutely wrong, in my opinion.
As do I. A whole lot of fun to hunt, and just nice to go for a walk and kick birds up.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, You know, a lot of places across the state, especially with quail, where you could kick up a lot of coveys 20, 25 years ago, you're not seeing any right now. And that's a major concern for hunters and hopefully a major concern for Texas Parks and Wildlife. And I think it is. Absolutely, to get this, all of this money released back into upland game bird conservation, where quite frankly, if upland game bird hunters are putting that money in to buy stamps, that money needs to be going back into upland game bird conservation.
No doubt about it, my friend. Connor, real quick before I let you off the hook here, did you have a chance to get out much this season?
This season, it was pretty crazy for me. I'm in the process of moving my family from Central Texas up to Dallas, and didn't get out nearly as much as I normally do or want to. And went on a couple of quail hunts, but other than that, it was pretty bleak. And looking forward to going on a good spring turkey hunt in the coming months. So. And hopefully get out a whole lot more this upcoming season.
Hey, man, family first. You know you're doing the right thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's been a real pleasure visiting with you.
Stable, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on anytime.
There he goes, Lone Star Outdoor News Associate Editor Connor Harrison. Certainly a pleasure to have Connor on this morning. Always love talking with our partners over at Lone Star Outdoor News. Be sure to check out their website at LoneStarOutdoorNews.com. Thanks to our other guest this morning, of course, Mike Smith from the Texas ASA Federation. Also, of course, Chad Walagura. Be sure to check out his website also at DHuntMagazine.com. Next week, we should have a very busy show as two-time UFC welterweight champion and Hall of Famer Matt Hughes is supposed to drop in. Also, we'll check in with Kelly Jordan, who obviously will be fishing the Louisiana Delta. He's actually at the Bassmaster Classic already, as they've had pre-fishing this week. And we'll check in with Kelly live from the Classic next week. All that coming up. Also, we'll visit with Cody Robertson of Army Bass Anglers, who will also be at the Louisiana Delta. So we've got a lot of Classic stuff coming up next weekend, and I guarantee you, you're not going to want to miss it. Thanks to all of our sponsors for making this show possible. Thanks to you, the listener, for being a part of the Lone Star Outdoors Show. Until next time, I'm Cable Smith saying y'all have a great week in the outdoors.
If I'm going down, I'm going down in flames. This moment on, there ain't nothing gonna be the same. We want things for certain. Everybody's gonna know my name.
Southern Deer Stands manufactures the only high-quality, lightweight, aluminum-insulated hunting blinds on the market, providing years of use without any maintenance. That's right, no more rotting, rusting, or repairing. Just hunting. Southern Deer Stands product lineup includes tower blinds with staircases, trailer blinds, and ground blinds on skids. We also have deer blind windows, doors, tower stands, and more. Whether you need one or 20 blinds, we'll deliver and set up right on your ranch or lease. Call Rob at 214-551-1530 or visit us at www.southerndeerstands.com.
Listen up, ticketheads. When you harvest that wall-worthy trophy, there's only one choice, Rustic Reminders Taxidermy. My friends Josh and Becky have over 19 years combined experience in taxidermy and reproduction mounts. Whether you take down a 200-class whitetail, an African rhino, or a trophy largemouth, Rustic Reminders does it all, producing top-quality mounts while maintaining focus on quick turnaround time. Located between San Antonio and New Braunfels, call Rustic Reminders at 210-317-7292 or visit www.gr8mounts.com. That's gr8mounts.com.
You might already know that Tom Benson Chevrolet is celebrating 55 years in the automotive business, but you probably don't know that they're also avid hunters and sportsmen, owning and operating the award-winning Benson Farm and Ranch that has produced some of the most outstanding trophy bucks in South Texas. Come by Tom Benson Chevrolet and check out the great deals on certified pre-owned 2010 Silverado pickups, Suburbans, and Tahoes with low mileage and extended warranties. So stop by Tom Benson Chevrolet. They're over at 9400 San Pedro, just two blocks north of Loop 410, and tell them Cable Smith sent you.
Located on 12,500 acres in South Texas's Sutton County, McPherson 4M Ranch is a one-of-a-kind operation. Owner and operator Sandy McPherson takes pride in running a family-owned and operated ranch that caters towards each hunter's needs. Trophy whitetails roam the ranch's beautiful hill country terrain, and axis, fallow, and black buck hunts are also available. Outstanding lodging and accommodations are also part of the experience at McPherson 4M Ranch. Call 210-822-2915. That's 210-822-2915, or visit McPherson4MRanch.com today.